internet chatting and video conferencing and network gaming.
A young man that you all know is Joe the Policeman from the What's Going Down episode of That's My Mama. I want you to put your hands together and welcome him to the stage. Big round of applause for Jackson Heights' own
Mr. DJ Newstar.
Yes!
DJ Newstar.
That boy is good.
Good and terrible.
Nuggets and throw two of them away.
I love you. Give it to me.
The DJ Newstyle Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in
Newstyle Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ Newstyle Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo has been touching.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Oh, snap! That's right. Did you miss the Napoleon Dynamite? Whatever. That was 2004. What's the year now? Yeah, it's 2007. Hi, this is DJ Newstyle, and you're listening to the DJ Newstyle Show exclusive programming. Still! On thereisnoradio.com. Why? We'll get into that in a little bit, but before I can do any of this crap, a little band from a little land in Europe. That's right, Rammstein. Okay, we get it. I've done this every goddamn show. every goddamn episode. Download some of the old ones. Download one from a year and a half ago. The beginning is the same every single time. Why? Because I'm an unchanging douche. But for some reason, people listen to me and I'm baffled. Yeah, that's right. I've said it before. I'll say it again. The DJ New Style Show exclusive Tuesday night programming on thereisnoradio.com. There was a shakeup last week. Will they, won't they kind of thing going on with the whole internet radio landscape. And it seems that the won't they end of it came up. Yeah, it's Tuesday night programming normally. Whatever. I read an internal script when I do the intro. I'm being reminded that it's Wednesday today. Not like it even matters. Does it really matter? What's the difference between Tuesday and Wednesday? I mean, at a certain stage in your life, it just won't matter. When you hit that one age where you wake up at 3 a.m. and you're ready for the day, and you don't know what day it is, Tuesday, Wednesday, that's, you're close enough. When you start thinking it's the weekend, and you're asking people what they're going to do on this wonderful weekend, and it's Tuesday, then you might have some problems and people are going to try and remove pissy diapers off of you and put you in a home and shut you away. Why? Because you're absolutely out of your mind. You're crazy and out of your mind. And I know this because we have what our buddy Germ Freak has dubbed an old lady in our Pal Talk room. Her name, her username, not her name, because we're not on that level yet, but we will be. Oh, we will be. Her username is Pony. She has a red name. You may be wondering, what does this mean to me? Red name. What does that mean? Green, blue, purple. What does that mean to me? Red name is all the power in the world. Okay? You can take your presidents and AWebs. You can take your czars or your premiers or whatever the hell you have and flush them down the toilet because they don't have red usernames on PalTalk like my new girl Pony does. She's got a red name. PalTalk is her oyster, ladies and gents, out there in Internet Radioville, whatever. So she's got her eye on this show right here, as do a lot of other people. And I got to say, the chat room, while it is somewhat okay, I don't know that I would disagree with Jimmy Rhodes when he said his famous line about the state of the chat room.
I'd like to see that chat room is finally banging.
Finally banging indeed, Jimmy Rhodes. Thank you. Thank you for never calling the show again, because that's what we want from all the people that are good on the show. Be good, like, at least twice, and then never call in again, because that's awesome. That really keeps up the flow, keeps everything going. Love it. Love it. So internet radio, no longer in jeopardy, apparently. I haven't really stayed too far up to date with it. I just know that certain going off the air parties have become victory parties for whatever reason. And I think it's because Sound Exchange, the people that were enforcing some insane royalty rates to people like Bad Monkey that run internet radio stations, they've backed off. And they're going to agree to more reasonable terms, reasonable shit. And what that means is that you'll still be able to hear me on thereisnoradio.com. The one true internet radio station where you actually do not need a radio to listen. Hence the domain name, thereisnoradio.com. See, there may be talk radio, but it's not actually radio. You're listening on your computer. You're in a Pal Talk room. You're interacting. And feel free to interact the duration of the show for the next 2 hours by calling in 316-768-4472, 316-768-4472. We got a lot to get to tonight, boy howdy. Yeah, I'm trying to be clean. I got sassed before. Someone gave me a whole heap of sass for saying the F word. The F word. Stay clean. Keep it clean. Man, oh man. Keep it clean. I just don't know what to do in times like these when, whoa. Whoa!
Phone is ringing. Oh my god.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who might this be?
Hello, this is Iowa Speech to Speech, CA6581, with a call from somebody who is speech impaired. Hi, this is Cody. I'm speech disabled with help. Have you received a speech-to-speech call before?
Why, I think I might have.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, caller.
Wait. Now, who is this?
Cody.
Cody. Let's see. Do I know a Cody? Hold on. Yes, I do know a Cody.
Okay.
He's got his own intro music, miss. Miss, have you ever heard of the DJ New Style Show? Please stroke my ego and say yes. I'm talking to your interpreter, Cody, not you.
Oh.
Okay, I'm not a part of the conversation. Go ahead and continue with your conversation.
If you feel like you ever want to just chime in, just feel free. So, Cody, what's going on?
Not a whole lot, huh?
Cody, what do you think of our female friend here on the line?
Who is it?
The woman that just interpreted the line that you barely said.
I don't know.
You don't know. You don't have an opinion of her? I think she sounds like she could be a stick in the mud, but I think she's I think she knows how to get down.
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Oh no, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little confused. Cody, you think she is?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're seeing our buddy Cody, you may know him. His name is Ball Snot. He says that she's a goer.
Yeah.
Sorry if I jumped the gun. I don't mean to make you feel less important. It's just sometimes I hear his voice and I know what he's saying. But other times I definitely need you.
Okay.
Wait, what did you just say?
Caller, did you want me to stay in the background?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what you said. I had to get to the inventory of words I can understand. So, Cody, it's been a long time since we've had you on the DJ New Style Show. What is new?
Not a whole lot.
Yeah, I know. How's it hanging? You still sitting naked, touching it a lot?
Yeah.
Are you doing that right now?
No.
Why don't you do that for our lady friend here on the line? She might like it.
No.
No? Why not?
Repeat, caller.
Cody, what's a four-letter word that begins with a C, ends with a T, and perfectly describes the woman in between us?
No. I'm not going there.
Why not?
Not going there.
You should listen, Cody. Come on. Do this for me.
No.
No.
You don't want him to, do you?
No.
Anyway, Cody. No. So, how's your mom been? Your mom been okay?
Yeah.
Every time. Oh my god, you're killing me, Cody. So your mom's all right. You still meeting up with your girlfriend regularly? Why don't you go ahead and tell us about your girlfriend?
Which one?
Wow. Well, any one of them. The last one you were with. Wow, you got your work cut out for you in this one, huh?
Repeat, caller. I just had her come over to Mike's house?
My house.
That's a classic Arlovsky trick. Turn my into Mike and Mike into my. Awesome. So she just came over when? Last night?
Today.
Oh, today. And I'm going to assume that you had relations with this girl.
No.
Well, hold on. We have a friend on the line here. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Cody and his interpreter. Who's this?
Hey, it's Bad Monkey.
Bad Monkey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, I was just listening, and I heard you talking about the whole thing with the internet radio, and I wanted to make sure that it went out correctly.
Yes.
Anyway, we are not out of the woods by any means. We've got this total this temporary reprieve or whatever from Sign Exchange, which is a bunch of shit. Sign Exchange has come out and said that they're going to negotiate with Internet Radio, but if there's no outcome, then the royalties will be due as of July 15th with interest.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, they're not. They haven't exactly gracefully bowed out or anything like that. They're not dry humping each other just yet.
Okay, see, so I saw victory parties and I thought that or celebrations,
yeah, yeah.
And I thought we were all clear. Hey, Bad Mug, why don't you say hello to our friend Cody?
Hi, Cody.
Hey. What's up?
Cody has an interpreter, Bad Mug. I don't know if you know this or not.
Thank God.
She's not going to talk to us, though. She's going to try and stay out of it, even though she desperately wants to get in on this conversation.
So basically, she's going to sit in the bottom right corner of my radio?
Yes. She will sit in the system tray of your radio, next to the clock, and next to the little download notification that's going to let you know when your child porn is ready, or whatever you're into. Is she laughing, too? Because I thought I heard dual laughter.
I am.
Oh, good. Thanks. That's good to hear. Wait, is that you, or did Cody just say that? See, she's got a stone face, Bad Monkey. She's trying to not laugh.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm impressed.
Yeah. And Cody won't dime her out. He won't get her to say something that she shouldn't say. He's a true blue gentleman, he is. Yeah.
Repeat caller?
You don't know what
One
he said,
more
dude.
Time.
I remove.
I fucked her in the ass.
You did you? Good boy. This girl right here on the phone, or who?
Repeat.
On the phone.
Now you did it. Oh, the one on the phone.
Yeah.
Now did you give her what Dugout Doug, or just Doug, I guess he likes to be called now, what he likes to call the ass cave?
What is that?
That's when you stick your I want to be nice because we have an old lady, according to Germ Freak in the Pal Talk. I don't want the Pal Talk admins to spit up their insurer all over their keyboards in shock and wonderment at what I'm about to say, but if you're listening and you're going to be easily offended, please just cover your hearing aids. It's when you stick your cock in a girl's ass and have anal sex, and then you pull it out and her ass looks like a cave. That's the ass cave. It's so spread open.
Oh.
Oh, you need to get an update on his progress.
Yeah. We do. How? What percentage are you at, Cody?
I am at 10%.
Okay, well, we'll keep going. We'll keep going. If we see that it gets stuck at 10% for a while, we might hit Control-Alt-Delete and try it again. I don't know. We might have to. We're not going to rest until we get what we need tonight, if you know what I'm saying. So, Cody, like, if let's say this woman on the phone here, you have her over. What's the first thing you do, you know, to lift her spirits and get her in the mood?
Well,
I don't know. Repeat caller? I would say, oh baby, you look good.
Okay, and then what's after all that happy horse shit's over with, you know, the pleasantries and whatnot, and it's time to get down to business, is business time. What is their first move? What's your first move?
I'll go for her tits.
by the sound of her, do you think she's got a nice set, or do you think that the years have taken their toll?
I don't know.
I think she sounds like a good-looking and interesting broad.
Yeah.
Yeah. One that maybe I would call and call her over. Have her over my place, Cody.
No.
You better say, why no? What? What, I'm not good enough?
No, you're not.
Yeah? Well, you're a cunt. Cody, you really, what's wrong? You seem like you're not ready to play today.
I am.
Okay, now why don't you say hello to Bad Monkey? He's also on the line here. Awkwardly, not quite knowing how to jump into this conversation, which is really just going ultimately nowhere.
Wait, it will.
Thank you for your vote of confidence. Say hello to Bad Monkey, Cody.
What up, Bad Monkey?
No, he didn't say that. He said something else. Say it again, Cody.
What up?
Yeah.
My monkey?
No.
My nigger?
Bedazzled.
I think he had an A on the end of it, though. I really think that he had an A instead of the ER. But it's okay. If you want to turn him into a racist, that's one thing. I don't. I kind of think that he's a little bit of the. He's got a little bit of the hatred in him, too. So I think you called it right. That's a good move. You're the professional. I'm a rookie. I'm a hack handicap listener. So, Cody, I'm sorry, Bad Monkey, you were addressed, I believe.
Oh, what's up? I'm not sure how to respond to the N-bomb.
Yeah, sorry about that. I know that that we don't like to do that on this this station. To the woman involved that said that hateful slur, I just want to inform you, this show is not about any of that. It's pretty much more about loving one another.
Love one another.
And cut it, even the savage apes. It's about love, what it all boils down to. So, Cody, what do you feel is the problem with this country? And please be as verbose as possible, and use as many big words as you can.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just waiting for the words repeat caller.
Repeat caller.
10 minutes. Repeat caller. Your show will be over before you ever understand all of that.
The bad monkey. That's what I'm going to say. Yes, the bad monkey. Come on, Cody. Even I know that one.
You are.
I am not. Mike Nice, what do you think of what Cody's saying?
Ridiculous.
Yes, it is completely ridiculous.
What?
So do you think this this broad on the phone has a huge vagina, or do you think she's relatively unused? What's your personal opinion?
Okay, this is the supervisor. If you continue to involve the CA in this conversation, I will hang up.
Wow, don't fucking threaten me, sister. That would be the worst thing that could ever happen in my fucking life. I'm involving you now. What are you going to do, fucking hang up? Who gives a shit?
I will terminate the call!
Come on. Lighten the fuck up. Yeah, they hung up. Who gives a shit? Bad Monkey, how are you? Tell us about internet radio.
All right. Repeat caller.
Come on, man. It's a party line. That's what I think.
Yeah. It's something like that.
I wasn't really involving her. I mean, I did genuinely want to know his opinion about the the middle-aged interpreter's vagina. I personally thought that it was kind of unused. It was my impression that she did the Kegels. And I think that we just lost Bad Monkey's phone call. But that's all right. He's listening. They're always listening. Let me get a one. Yeah. So, okay, good. Good. That was fun. Why don't we take a quick break here? This is the DJ New Style Show. I really need to rethink my life, I think. Oh, wait, hold on. Here's Bad Monkey again. Bad Monkey, hey. Yeah, please use this opportunity to, exonerate yourself or distance yourself away from the awful, terrible bit that just happened.
All right. Yeah, so anyway, we're fighting still. We want the Internet Radio Equality Act passed. We're still pressuring Congress. Keep calling your congressmen, your senators. So far, they've got like 6 or 7 senators on board. We got over, I believe, like 130 members of the House are behind it. But we got to keep pushing them because if it doesn't matter what these negotiations yield, because when in 2010 we're going to be back here again anyway.
Yeah.
And we got to get that passed. And basically, Fair Exchange is still trying to screw us. So.
All right, man. So you can go to thereisnoradio.com for more updates. And Bad Monkey, why don't you do a quick plug for your shows? And I said shows because you have about 15 of them.
Yeah, okay. There's a Bad Monkey show 8 to 10 now on Saturday. I've dropped off the last hour to give Fishy some space behind me. So there's 2 hours after me with Fishy's Whatevers, where he's playing a lot of good tunes all over the place. The Sunday show he does is all indies. And I'm doing another show. It's not really every night. It's on the schedule every night, but we'll post, if you look in the forums under Bad Monkey's Pub, there's Bad Monkey's Pub shows 7 days a week on the schedule, but it's really just a block reserve. And basically what that is the parties at the at the club in Second Life, which I know New Style's probably internally laughing his ass off right now.
No, I'm not internally laughing my ass off. I'm just wondering if Steve would make his character look like himself or his mythic version of himself when he plays Second Life. I'm just really wondering.
I've been watching for Harry Potter to show up at the club.
Just look for a guy with sunken eyes and dark circles around them and a beer gut with a penchant for video games and weed.
Yeah. So, but we've got dancers hired now. We've got the place is looking badass, and there's a lot more traffic there. So we've got a whole different group of people listening to the station. People are actually coming there and just standing on the beach listening to the station while they do other things.
All right, man. Sorry, somebody's suggesting that Steve's character would have Pokemon cards hanging out of the pockets.
Wouldn't surprise me at all. I've been watching for that as well.
Yes.
Well, I'm expecting Steve any day.
Yeah, he'll be there. He probably is already there. He's probably one of those guys that makes a girl character.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's probably female and I've hired him already.
All right, man. I'm gonna go to take a quick break and wash my face and just clean my hands and
right,
really just rethink what the hell I'm doing with this awful life. All right. Thank you, Bad Monkey. Thereisnoradio.com. Thereisnoradio.com. Take care, buddy. Yeah. All right. This is the DJ New Style Show, and I guess in honor of Cody, we'll play these. His theme that Drew Boogie put together, buddy Drew Boogie, and we'll be back in a little bit. DJ New Style from.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The DJ New Style Show.
A long ass fucking time ago, in a town called Kickapoo, they lived a humble family, religious through and through. But yay, there was a black sheep, and he knew just what to do. His name was Young JP, and he refused to step in line. A vision he did see of fucking rocking all the time. He wrote a tasty jam, and all the planets did align. Oh, the dragon's balls were blazing as I stepped into his cave. Then I sliced his fucking cockles with a long and shiny blade. 'Twas I who fucked the dragon, fuck a lie, sing fuck a loo. And if you try to fuck with me, then I shall fuck you too. Gotta get it on in the party zone. I got to shoot a load in the party zone. Gotta lick a toad in the party zone. Shout in the party zone.
Secret doors you must unlock. Escape your father's clutches in this oppressive neighborhood. On a journey you must go to find the land of Hollywood. In the city of fallen angels, where the ocean meets the sand, you will form a strong alliance and the world's most awesome brand. To find your fame and fortune, through the valley you must walk.
Fucking Kickapoo with hunger in his heart, and he journeyed far and wide to find the secrets of his art. But in the end he knew that he would find his counterpart.
DJ New Style Show.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I wanted to know if I could speak a bit on an accident that I've had.
Yeah, when?
About 2 weeks ago.
What type of accident?
It was a motorbike.
Who was on the bike, you?
Well, just me, right.
What happened?
Well, I had a sidecar on it, you know those things?
Right.
And I was speeding all over my neighborhood.
Right.
Up and down and speeding all over.
Right.
And I was drinking and I lost control of the bike.
Right.
And I was skidded off and slammed a curb in a pole and into some people.
Right.
And, yeah, well, you know, nobody's hurt extremely bad, but a few breaks and things.
So what are you looking to do?
I want to look for some consultation what I should do here.
What?
Because they probably have lawsuits against me.
I would expect so, yeah.
Right, right. I had to give my insurance papers and I didn't have a license.
Did you have insurance?
Yeah, but it was through a friend.
But will you be covered?
I don't know.
Well, that the insurance company will appoint a lawyer for you if you get sued. But when you get sued, you may be hiding on what your policy is. When you get sued above your policy, if you have a policy, then you're going to have to contact a lawyer.
Right.
I don't handle cases like that.
Right. But is it possible in any way, then, to sue you people?
Sue who?
You. I'm asking you for help.
Sue who? Me?
Yes.
Why do you want to sue me?
Well, I'm trying to explain. I had a terrible accident.
What's that got to do with me?
Well, I'm asking you for help, and maybe I could sue for punitive damages that you're giving me.
I'm giving you?
Yes.
Me?
Yes.
What did I do to you?
Well, punitive damages here.
I'm a lawyer. What did I do to you?
The sidecar smashed into a pole and everything. I'm trying to explain this to you.
What's that? Well, you want to sue me?
Well, why not?
Me?
Sue everybody.
Sir, I can't help you.
Hello?
Yes?
The people that you work with and handle, I probably will sue them too because I'm not
who
getting...
Who do I handle? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I had a terrible accident, sir.
Yo, and who are my clients?
I'm sorry. I'm all upset about this. I'm sorry. You can't help me then?
No.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
And I know because of KRS-One. Yeah, and I know.
Every day someone learns something on the DJ New Style Show.
Hi, this is Eric from Eric's Archives. DJ New Style taught me everything I know about doing the show, and also the true meaning of white power. The DJ New Style Show. Only on thereisnoradio.com.
Because we don't want to pay no money for hear the same old sound. Watching will take it by.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Turn it off. Turn on the radio.
No.
Turn it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck you!
Shut up. Shock around the clock from noon till noon. Men grabbing the mic to stuff them into the womb.
Okay.
Tear at the product to push.
No.
Well, I'm a truth addict. Oh, shit, I got a
give
head
it to
rush.
Me.
She trembling, here come the folks.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, the throat. Cages and skate
boom. Yeah.
Untrained and blessed by the Lord, the same devil. And ran around my noggle with a sword.
Fuck you!
I got the new style that Ali found. With a boom and a boom. Shut down the devil's
down. God, shut up! Shut up. Shut up.
Down the devil's down.
You piece of shit!
Yeah.
back with the DJ New Style Show. Wow.
It's fucking stupid.
Completely stupid in every single goddamn way. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. Finally cleansed of my former awfulness. I'm not even going to say sins, because it wasn't. I'm actually an awesome guy. So what's going on, everybody out there? I want to address somebody right away. Germ Freak. Just a complainer, really. Just full of complaints. Completely just frazzled by most things involved in his life. Things that affect him. He's just a complainer. He is a complainer. He says, could you have picked a longer song next time? Jesus! This coming from the guy that hasn't listened to anything after fucking Rat released their first album. Fucking Rat. It's been Rat and Roll for the last 25 years. And the best of Kip Winger. He's been bumping that since he put on the old mortar board from high school. He loves it. You see? You see? He loves it. He loves to have his ears stimulized. That's right. He says stimulized because he's insane. And I'm the wonders of Pal Talk to Pony, who's not listening now, but I'm just going to send it out because I know that we're on that level that you know what I'm thinking right now. That's right, girl. You know what I'm thinking. You're about 87 years old, and you know just what the fuck I'm thinking. Germ Freak is on cam here, and I noticed that he's got the hat that everybody tells him looks like complete shit, but he still wears it over and over again. He'll just keep wearing. He's wearing like the hat that Adebisi used to fucking keep on his head, but like only like sideways and not stretched out. But completely stretched over his perfectly round head. He's a little self-conscious that he's got a bald head. He's self-conscious. And there's nothing to be self-conscious about. A lot of people are bald. Well, you know what, Jeffrey? Why don't you call in? I know you like to do your question time thing. You probably haven't prepared. Whatever. Just call in. We need to resolve a few issues with you. I mean, we all have problems. We all have insecurities. We need to get these aired out and addressed right now. Right away and immediately. He just put his cam down. I can only assume that he's doing that so he can call right in. A girl is checking in and saying that he looks like Robert Kelly. A little bit. I came to the realization during the break when I was playing a Jerky Boys call that he and Spanny Man combine to create the voice of Saul Rosenberg. That's what I suggest. That's what I suggest. Whoa!
Phone is ringing. Oh my god.
Yeah, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who might this be?
This is Frank, a.k.a. Germ Freak.
So you don't want to be called Germ Freak anymore, is that what it is?
You could call me that, you know, I'll just, you know, I Frank is my real name, you know, so whatever. But, you know, whatever floats your boat there, Chief. And you embarrassed, you know what, I was so mortified when you embarrassed me with that pony lady. I was so embarrassed, man.
Okay, so is that why, did I put you in a state of insecurity tonight from that?
No, not at all, not at all. Just that, you know, it was... I knew you were going to read what I whispered to you, this hot sensation just that came above on my body, and I was so embarrassed. But whatever.
So when you get embarrassed, you become you feel an intense heat.
Well, that's how I did, because I knew you were gonna you're such a bastard. I knew you were gonna read that goddamn whisper, and I said, oh please God, don't let him say the old lady part, please. And you son of a bitch, you said it, man. I was so embarrassed, I had to put my head down.
Normally, if I was doing a real radio show, I'd probably say that it's a quarter to, 45 past the hour. But I think I'm going to express the time a different way.
It's question time.
Oh, we're asking some questions, it's question time.
Yes, Germ Freak, no, it's not you asking questions tonight. That's right. We're going to ask you some questions. I want to ask you a few questions because everybody is interrogated by you, but it seems you're down in the dumps. Please indicate just what has affected you and caused you to put that hat on.
Well, you know what it is? You know, I'm underneath the light here, and it's sort of burning my skull, so I needed some protection. But I can't win or lose with you people. Either you complain about my baldness or you complain about the hat, so I give up.
So why don't you get plugs?
Oh, I don't want that. That's not necessary.
What's the Bosley method? What is it? I'm sure you've researched your options because
hair club for men is simply just a toupee. That's all it is a toupee. And I'm not going to throw myself under the bus with that one, but
yeah, it's the Bosley method. And for this, they jam like a 6-inch needle into your skull to numb you up really nice. And I mean, you do probably have a hairline, right?
Yeah, I mean, I got a little tuft of hair on top. If you look at me, if I grow my hair and you look at me from the front, I look okay. But just don't walk back at me because I look pretty horrible.
What do you mean from the back of you? Like you have reverse male pattern baldness? starts over the front of your head.
You could see my baldness from the back, but not from the front. I'll put it that way.
Okay.
You know.
So you have like Mr. Drummond hair from Different Strokes.
Something like that. If that's the reference you choose to make.
That's the reference I choose to make because I make Different Strokes references every day.
Right.
So when did you start going bald?
That's the second time you said stroke tonight. When did I start going bald? Yes. You know what? I got to be honest with you. Within the last 10 years, it's pretty much gone downhill.
The last 10 years? How old are you now? Please answer the question.
I'm 37.
37. So, wow, I'm turning 27. Do you suspect that I will be going bald?
I have no idea at this point, but...
Please, don't expand. Just answer the question yes or no.
No. No.
Okay. When you first noticed you were going bald, did you try to hide it by combing over?
I didn't, and the reason why is because you don't know I'm bald. Should I expand, or is that not allowed?
I encourage you to expand.
Okay, thank you. What happened was, as I said before, when I grow my hair out, if you look at me from the front, I don't look bald. But when you go around me, I look bald. When you go to run the back of me.
Please indicate whether or not your wife finds baldness sexy.
I never really asked her.
Has she ever made any comments about you being bald in a derogatory fashion?
Well, she doesn't like it.
She doesn't like it. Does that make you upset?
I could care less.
I disagree. That's why you bought the Muslim hat that we've all seen on camera.
No. Let me explain something, Style. Because you think you're all high and mighty now with the questions here, okay?
Oh, sorry. Okay, please answer this question. Are you upset that I'm interrogating you and not vice versa?
I'm a little unprepared, if you will. You know,
the beauty of it. You never know. There's nothing you can look at to determine that it's.
It's question time.
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
That's right. You never know when it's going to strike. You never know. That's right. Our buddy, our pal, A-Girl, who I'm going to stop calling A-Girl, says that if you really did not care about your baldness, you wouldn't wear the about to rob a gas station hat.
Well, let me repeat what I said before, okay?
The Unabomber minus the hoodie hat.
Yes. Here's the deal. I choose to shave my head this way. Like I said before, I could grow my hair and I won't look bald, but I don't like that bald spot in the back, so I choose to do what many black men do and I shave it all.
Well, okay, so now you're getting racist. Also, all black men shave their head because they think they're going to be bald. Please. Don't expand unless I...
I apologize.
This is not a game. You have a gigantic bald spot in the back of your dome.
Yes.
Like huge. So you have that, that donut of hair on top.
Exactly.
And that's embarrassing to you. It looks like you have a... You were wearing an acidic yarmulke, and it just burned a fucking hole right to your scalp.
That I couldn't have put it better.
That's exactly what I do. That's why I have this show, because I put things
That's
well.
True. I'm sure you've all seen the picture of me when I was 15 years old.
Yeah, I'm sure we all have. That you force fed us about 69 times. I don't have a picture of me from age 15 now. Like I don't have any pictures of me really.
Well, sorry to hear that.
You're sorry to hear that. Oh, okay. So, how long have you had that picture of you? For those of you who haven't seen it, and you can see it at any time because the DJ New Style Show live room on Pal Talk is open 24 hours a day, and is always staffed with qualified moderators such as A-Webs, and Dan and Cal, myself, and A-Girl, and you can go in there anytime and just ask Germ Freak what he looked like at 15, and he just may show you this picture of him standing in his parents' kitchen doing the Hulk Hogan just ripped my shirt flex with his parted down the middle fucking mock surfer cut or whatever the fuck it was. Like, what kind of hairstyle was that?
You know what? That's just however when I get up, that's how it looks. My hair, it was very straight. I used to have a nice, full, thick set of hair. And I've been dealt a terrible, terrible misfortune.
No, see, you did the right thing. You didn't let it linger. You shaved your head. That's
right.
Probably the best play that you can do. That's the best
right.
way to play that hand.
Well, that's what I was going for.
But then covered up with that poor fisherman.
Well, I do that
didn't
for your
catch
benefit.
Shit hat.
I do that for your benefit.
For my benefit, what the fuck do I? Why do I benefit from you wearing an awful
hat? Well, because the light. I see. I'm underneath a light, and then I get the glare, and then it burns people's retinas out. So I do that. I put that on for protection.
So
for
you assume that everybody's watching your cam. I gotta say though, we all are. Everybody is because you just react like you just fall completely apart when. Just anything is beyond your comprehension. Like let's say that someone goes into sexy details.
Or
someone talks about germs and disgusting things that they'll do. You're just completely flustered.
Right.
Your head falls to the desk. You punch the desk. You flip out. I gotta say, your cam is a very interesting watch.
Right. Well, what I do is I rest my hand on my forehead on the palm of my hand, and I think about what I just heard, and I have to soak it all in, especially with the things Bob tells me. That's too much to handle.
Please don't expand unless I ask you to. This is not a game. Please indicate the last time you've felt incredibly happy.
Oh, Christmas. That's a good question.
Christmas?
I don't think I can't remember the last time I was incredibly happy.
Hey.
Well, okay. That's fucking depressing.
Now I'm only kidding.
I was really. When was the last?
I think probably about a couple days ago.
A couple days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, you're really good with these questions. I want to dismantle you. I want to take you apart.
You can't take me apart. Nothing
I can.
You can say or do will take me apart.
Yes. Yes, I can.
So
when you go to the bathroom, do you hold a piece of toilet paper when you close or open the door?
Not in my own house, but in public I do, because there's a multitude of germs on the doorknobs and whatnot.
Fucking Dan Wright is hilarious. I guess he answered on your behalf as far as the last time you were happy. He said 1989 with the release of the last Poison.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Look what the cat dragged in, right?
Yes.
1987, I think that word.
Well, that's not the last one. This one was,
okay.
Oh my God, what the hell was the name of that one? I remember the album cover, actually, because I was 8 and completely uninterested in the music of your era.
Well, you know, what can I say? I mean, you know... 80s was where it was at, man. Hair bands, rock t-shirts, that's where it was at, dude.
Okay, what was your favorite band in the 80s?
Of all time? Well, I was Def Leppard and AC/DC.
Def Leppard and AC/DC.
Yes, but I had a very eclectic taste. I liked
So are bands. They tied for your favorite band of all time? Or you just couldn't part them when I asked you to?
I just named a couple bands. I like, you know, I also was a big fan of Bon Jovi, you know. You know, a lot of one-hit wonders, you know, whatever.
You know,
I
I've seen A Million Faces, too, and I've rocked every last one. Did you ever agree with his lyrics sometimes?
Yeah, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, listen, you know, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, and try to be made a buffoon by listening to him. But, Kevin Dubrow. I have his fucking hairstyle, man, I'll tell you that much. If you see him lately, that's what he looks like. But, alright, what's the next question? Are we done or what, man?
Nah, man, this is all the same. This whole thing, the question time thing, every week, week in and week out, it's all the same. But only the names change.
Right. Yeah. On a skateboard side ride.
Just don't fucking ruin this for me, dude. Okay? Did you ever have a rat tail?
Yes.
You did not? No, you fucking didn't. No,
you did. Yes, I did. And I bleached it.
you are the dirtiest person ever. Yes!
Only the names change.
Did you just rock out to this?
There's been times I have.
So,
I just went to see him last summer.
Wow. Yeah, wow. Oh my god, wow. So, Germ Freak, please tell me, please indicate, what kind of car did you drive in the 80s?
I drove a Mercury Topaz.
A Mercury Topaz, eh, with the fake luggage rack above the trunk.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
How'd you know that? You must have had one yourself.
Oh, I did not have one, but I'm familiar with that model. Did you have an air freshener? Please indicate if you did or did not.
I have an air freshener, yes.
You did. What was on the air freshener?
It was a $100 bill.
You had the $100 bill air freshener. Did you look at it and say, oh, wait, that's real. No, wait, it's just smelling up the topaz. That's all it's doing, making the topaz smell fresh.
And when I graduated high school, I put my tassel on the rearview window mirror there or whatever.
You did. What were your school colors? Please indicate the question. Answer the question.
They're blue and gold.
Blue and gold. Well, my colors for my school were blue and gold as well.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
But you know what? We're both cowboys.
Yeah.
I'm a Mercury Topaz, I ride with the fake luggage rack. Wow, man. So did you, when did you meet your wife? Please answer the question.
In study hall.
Wait, in high school?
Yeah, study hall.
You married your high school sweetheart?
Well, no, because you asked me why I met her, and I told you why I met her.
Okay, what was your move? Do not expand unless I ask you to while Bon Jovi's playing.
Yes.
That's Mr. Richie Sambora there. I'm sure you've seen him in person.
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, he fucked Heather Locklear, I think. I don't know. Anyway.
Actually, we had the same gym teacher.
That's amazing. And look what he became, and look what you became.
That's pretty much it. I think in my fucking basement, don't need the fucking house.
Maybe if you did a little better in kickball, this could have been you.
Yeah.
Wanted.
You got me.
I'm in the rope. On the mat, I wrestle Germ Freak. God. So wait, this is you at 15, though. Did you bully Richie Sambora?
Pardon me?
Did you bully Richie Sambora? Because you looked as though you fancied yourself to be quite the terror. Because you were doing pose.
I didn't go to school with him. We just had this, you know, he was older than me.
Oh, so your gym teacher, the highlight of his career was being able to say that Bon Jovi's guitarist used to play kickball while I watched.
Every day he would tell people every day that Richie Sambora was a student here. Every freaking day.
Every day. That's amazing. I think I ate at the same White Castle that fucking Dwight Gooden did. Does that make me cool too?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's pretty much the same fucking thing.
Pretty much, man.
Yeah. So, Jesus Christ. Bon Jovi, man, it gets no worse. It really gets no worse. So you said you met your wife in study hall.
Yes.
What year in high school?
I was a freshman.
So that's why you hold on to the 15-year-old picture. Just to remind her what she had going for her.
You may be right, you may be wrong. I'm not saying anything.
Okay. Okay. So, listen, no holding back. I'll let you hold back just this once.
Yes.
Okay. When you went up to your wife, who was then just a girl that you wanted to bone, what did you say to her? What was your big opener?
Well, we had an argument, I think.
Well, you had an argument?
Yeah.
From what happened?
Christmas. This is going back 25 years, 20 years.
I bet you went right up there and say, "Listen, bitch, you may want to get serious, but I don't need nothing but a good time." On the station that really rocks, thereisnoradio.com. Did you ever have posters of CeCe DeVille in your locker?
No, but I had posters of some other people.
Who?
Well, I had a poster of Madonna.
Why did you have a poster of Madonna? Did you find her to be sexy?
Back in the 80s, yes. Now, no.
Wait, nothing's changed. You still had the same gap teeth and fucking splayed open vag from Detroit.
Well, whatever. Listen, you asked me a question, let me finish it, all right?
Okay, what did you say? What was the opener? How did you get into conversing with your wife?
You know what? I'd love to give you a funny answer, but I just don't remember.
You really don't remember? Did you approach her, or did she approach you?
I guess we just started talking in study hall. I think we're at the same round table in study hall or something.
Okay,
like
what was your first date with your wife?
We used to go out as a group to begin with, because we had the same friends, so we'd go out as a group, so it wasn't really a date. But the first date I guess we went to was to a movie.
Really?
Yeah, we went to see a movie.
Was it a drive-in?
No. Well, we went to a drive-in in Hazlitt, and we had sex outside in the bushes.
Hold on. Are you lying?
No, I swear, what the hell am I going to lie for?
Is that what got your interest?
Pardon me?
Is that what got you interested in her?
By how? Raping her?
You raped her?
No, is that what you're saying?
No,
I didn't hear you.
I'm saying, is that what got you interested in her? The fact that you banged her at a drive-thru drive-in.
No, it was
Yeah, I was waiting. I was in the queue to get my six-piece, and then the mood struck me.
Yeah.
No, at the drive-in in Hazlitt.
That's where it was, in Hazlitt on Route 35. Route 35, how'd you know, you son of a bitch?
You just fucking said Hazlitt.
Oh, okay.
Was this on? Was this bumping from your speakers? Dude, Slash is the best guitarist ever.
Yeah, he's really cool.
Shut up. Just listen.
Take me down to Hazlitt, New Jersey.
Oh, man. So your first date was a movie. Do you happen to remember the movie that you saw?
Yes.
What was the movie that you saw?
It was a movie called Adventures in Babysitting.
Get the fuck out of here. You saw... Holy shit. I remember that, dude.
Yeah?
I remember that movie. Holy shit.
The second movie I saw with her was La Bamba.
Uh-oh. La Bamba with Richie Valens, played by Lou Diamond Phillips. His brother just wanted to be a cartoonist.
That's all he wanted to be.
He didn't want to get wrapped up in that coke game.
Right.
Ultimately, though, when he broke broke that charm necklace, whatever the fuck it was, he sealed his brother's fate.
Right. You know the movie well.
I certainly do, sir. I certainly do. Are you a fan of Los Lobos?
Well, just that one song. You know, it was a remake of the song there. That's their claim to fame.
Did you try to make out with your wife, who is now your wife, your girlfriend, wife?
That would not be appropriate in a movie theater.
You've never done that in a movie theater, but you said you just banged her at a fucking drive-in.
Yeah, but there was nobody around.
So know, if somebody's around, like you can't find a way to make that happen.
It may be offensive to people, so I don't do those type of things.
So you think about what other people are going to think.
Exactly.
Just
like when you typed the word "fuck" in the room, I was so embarrassed. I couldn't believe you did that. Weren't you? I can't believe you used the word "fuck" in there. Then you even said it afterwards.
Fuck. Are you embarrassed?
No, not now, because most of the people in here are younger. But
no, but my grandmother's listening. Hey, Grandma, you're a cunt. Does that make you embarrassed?
No, because I know you're just joking around. But you know,
I'm joking around. And besides, she doesn't know. So, what made you embarrassed about me typing the word "fuck"?
Because she's an older woman. She's 59 years old, and you're trying to make a good impression on her. And by using those vulgarities, it may be come across the wrong way.
So let me get this straight. I'm trying to make a good impression on her so that she'll publicize my show. Is that what it is?
Exactly.
So she'll link my show onto the Pal Talk Today thing.
Exactly.
And so that I make a good impression on her, that I'm a good guy that doesn't say fuck,
right.
And then hundreds of people tune in from Pal Talk and hear me talk about shit and raping infants. That's really a sound plan.
Well, listen, you know, you could do what you want after you get the promo, but until you get the promo, you should, abide by her rules. You know what I'm saying there, Chief?
What rules, dude? Where do these rules come in?
Listen, you're trying to get on her good graces, right?
No.
Okay.
I'm really not trying to get on anybody's good graces. I'm just being me, and if she wants to, if she enjoys the show, as a bunch of people do.
Right, but
if she's one of them...
Let me finish my point there.
Okay, let me just interrupt my sentence. Go ahead.
Okay. What happens is you're trying to get her to promo the show, okay? You know, she's a 59-year-old woman. You know, using the F word in the room, it may not come across that well with her. You know what I'm saying? So she may not be too keen on doing it. You know, so I figure if you'd be a little nicer, she'd have a, go for it a little bit better. Then once you get the promo, you can do whatever you want,
I don't know. Did you really enjoy this movie? La Bamba?
Can you repeat that?
Did you enjoy this movie, La Bamba?
The movie?
Yes.
I wasn't impressed with it.
It was a masterpiece.
Well,
And by the way, 80s to 90s sitcom trivia?
Yes.
It was the very same movie that helped Kimmy Gibbler learn Spanish on Full
House. That's good to know.
She saw it about 5 times. I just wanted to point that
out. Yeah, how you would even know that person's name is beyond all recognition, so...
But yet you know every single riff from... fucking Bon Jovi.
No, I don't know every riff. I just know
and Warrant and the Scorpions.
Yeah, Rock You Like a Hurricane, man.
Yeah, and Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were that's when you were a young buck. There, you were born in a long time before that. I was born a long time before that. So
I was
whatever,
born.
Man.
I was born in 1980. But at this point, I think we're all just living on a prayer. What do you think?
I think you're right.
What do you think?
I think you're right.
What do you think?
I don't know. I don't know. You're losing me now there, big guy.
Am I losing you now? Am I losing you now? What do you think? Did you used to work the docks? And did your wife used to work the diner all day? Please answer the question.
Did I what?
Never mind.
I can't hear you.
Just feel the beat. I used to have this kid, Richie Sambora. He played war ball in my gym class. He was the best at steal the bacon. Did you pump your fist while listening to this ever?
Perhaps.
Richie right. Sambora used to be the best on those little shitty scooters that we put the kids on. He looked the best in the pennies. He always was
well,
shirts.
I grew up in the same town.
He was never skins, unfortunately. Okay, all right. Germ free.
Are you done with me or what?
No, I'm definitely not done with you.
All right, because I think I'm becoming a bore for everybody here, so, but whatever.
Wait, why are you so self-conscious?
Well, because I
get
you know,
a shot! Whoa! We're not even halfway there with you today, Germ Freak. We've got a lot more to do. Don't take my hand, though, because that's just fucking creepy. You're creepy as it is. Please. So, Germ Freak, what's bothering you, man? You sound like you just feel uncomfortable.
Well, you know what? Let me open the door and make sure nobody's listening. Okay.
Living without hair! Take my hat! Oh, man. What are you doing?
I'm sitting on my computer here.
Okay. Why do you feel
this
so...
This is an expensive fucking call, man. All right, go ahead. What?
Are you going to start complaining?
Now, why don't you get a goddamn 800 number, man?
Are you going to just make complaints? Is that what it is?
I'm sorry. I'm just making a suggestion.
Wait, well, we'll suggest something else.
Okay.
What? Go ahead.
Oh. Huh?
Come on. Suggest something else.
That's all I got, man. 800 number, that would be cool.
I can't hear you. I'm rocking out too hard. Sorry. Can't hear your complaints. Yo, study hall sucks, huh?
What?
Yo, study hall sucks, huh? Is that your pickup line? Yo, study hall sucks. This guy sucks.
Yeah, that was it, man.
That was it.
I was like, do you got the new Cinderella album, man? What's going on?
Cinderella. Ah, Germ Freak. Are we going to do question time today? Are you going to feel up to it?
Oh, that's up to you. You're the boss of the show there.
Okay, let's end the show with that a little bit.
Yeah.
In a little bit, we'll do Germ Freak's segment.
Okay.
I think wait, what did you want to call it? Get to know your DJ?
Well, you know, I like to call it get to know your DJ, but you call it the question time. We could use both if you want.
No, we
you,
can
man.
Only use the one I suggested. Okay, so get some questions together. We'll talk to you in a little bit. All right, Germ Freak, we'll speak to you in a little bit. I'm living on a prayer. I'm too busy for you right now. Yes. We're halfway there. We are halfway there. That's right. 1 hour in the can, ladies and gents. Wow. People really go to Bon Jovi concerts. It's just amazing to me. It really is. Almost as amazing as a story I read today about a schoolgirl who was involved in a legal battle. You may think that this is going to be really hot, right? Like, this is going to be the shit to maybe slip off your drawers to. Maybe that's what it's going to be. Oh, well, this is crazy. We had Germ Freak on and his collection of big hair rock ballads. And now we're going to talk about a schoolgirl involved in a legal battle. A teenager whose teachers had stopped her from wearing a virginity/purity ring. To symbolize her commitment to virginity, lost. She lost it. She lost the fight. She cannot wear her ring. Why? Why can't she wear her ring? She just wants to have a ring to show that nobody's been all up in it. The school doesn't allow jewelry. And the judge upheld the school dress code. Apparently, the school does allow for some items that are integral to a student's faith, like crucifixes or whatever the fuck those wacky Muslims wear. But the purity ring was deemed to be not as integral a part of the Christian faith as they would have liked. That's what it is. So now she has to go to school ringless like all the other little whores. And she was quoted as saying that she believes the judge's decision to uphold the school's dress code will empower such people as school governors, employers, political organizations, and others, get this, to stop Christians from publicly expressing and practicing their faith. Because they don't want her to wear a fucking ring. At a school. She's being religiously persecuted. First, I don't think she should be wearing it. I think she should not be wearing this purity ring. I mean, it's a cute idea. It's cute. But if you're wearing no ring, no purity ring is like wearing camouflage. If you have a ring on and it's going to become the thing to allow now, the school's going to have to allow purity rings. Dude, that's like the easy to spot mark of the virgin, like the slut 2 was for whores dated from 1998 to 2002. Not just too many people have it, so it's capped at 02. That's when the real whores had it, the lower back tat. But the whole thing, it's like it turns your pure virginal daughter into a wounded zebra on the Serengeti. Just people ready to pounce. Whole entire prides of sexual predators are going to get ready to stalk her out and leap on her and attack. The ring's going to be useless. She can't even wear it if she could. She's been defiled. And then she comes home with some random tribal lines and a fucking butterfly and a Hawaiian flower tattooed above her asshole. So that's what happens. So don't wear the ring. And first, she's a religious nutcase anyway. She really is. To believe that this fucking judgment is going to empower people to prevent Christians from practicing their faith is just insane. Kids should not be allowed to say shit, ever. They should never be allowed to speak their minds if they're just going to keep repeating stupid shit their parents tell them while burning candles and fucking swinging incense cages around. It's just fucking awful. Like, not being allowed to wear some random ring, it's not the same thing as religious persecution. It just isn't. It really just isn't. Oh, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Yes! Yes!
Phone is ringing. Oh, my God.
OMG! Hello? You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Oh, this is Germ Freak.
Oh, Germ Freak. What's up?
We just talked, but I couldn't help but call back.
Okay. What? Calm down. What's up?
This subject matter is kind of hot.
Well, this girl wears a ring because she's a virgin.
Well,
what if she's just lying? She wants to entice guys, so she puts her ring on and says, "This is because I'm a virgin." Germ Freak, you are insane, sir.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, what do you think about that? I mean, like, what would you do if your daughter all of a sudden started wearing a virgin purity ring? Germ Freak, you're insane. You are nuts.
Yeah, I better go, but I'll talk. I got my questions coming up, right? What time is it again? Is it 9 or what?
I think it's a different time than that.
Hey.
Question time.
In just a few minutes.
Oh my God, I better get going. I gotta prepare and I gotta go cleanse the.
In just a few minutes. It's not question time yet. Don't just calm down.
Why? Who's talking on the phone? I gotta cleanse the inside of my phone lines. Do a lot.
Get after me. The germs are getting me.
Thank you very much. Whoever that might be. I'm pretty sure it's pretty sure it's the real Germ Freak, though. It's my hope, my fervent hope, that she's just wearing it as a decoy to entice older people. Wow, look at this. I wonder who the fuck this might be. Phone is ringing. OMG, bitches. Who's this?
This is Jazer. DJ asked me to call him.
Oh my God, Jazer. Jazer, what is up? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Jazer.
You have to stop listening first. You have to turn off whatever you're listening to.
I turned it down, bro.
Okay, well, why don't you go ahead. What do you got?
I got a little story for you.
Okay, please, do tell.
I'm still rocking the Bon Jovi here, you know, you guys all know that.
Yes, we do.
I had a 76 Trans Am.
Okay.
You know how fucked up that is. And I got pulled over for a DUI. And went to the cop station and blew a 2.4.
2.4, eh?
A 2.4. And the cop took me back to the drunk tank and threw me in there with a fucking Mexican who had goddamn makeup on.
All right.
I'm Jazer, and I approve this message.
Get back. Jazer update.
Thank you.
Jazer,
thank you for calling
update.
In.
Jazer update.
That was, I guess, the Jazer update of the show. The Jazer update of the show. Oh, wow. I'm being invited to the room Chocolate Rain. That must be a hilarious ONA reference from today. It's amazing. I'd prefer not to join that room. Wow. Yeah, as I was saying before, I hope this schoolgirl is using this ring to just lure older dudes in. Because that would be a much more interesting story. I think the fact that she's trying to say some bullshit that they're preventing her from practicing a religion is just her selling it. She's really just selling it. Now everybody knows her. Her face is on Yahoo News with the ring. People know her name, her age, 16, mind you. And people are out to get her now. That's what it is. Germ Freak, his fucking mind just exploded at the prospect that this might not be a real virgin. It might just be a girl that wants people to think she's a virgin. Drew Boogie checking in. He says, if she has anal sex, she's still a virgin, right? Technically, yes. She is. So maybe that's what she's into. Maybe that's what you're alluding to. Maybe that's her whole game. Her whole thing. It's nuts. A lot of news relating to teenagers today. There really are. A lot of them. There's a wonderful story about family love and interaction. What memories do I have as a youngin? Not family love in the fashion of families getting together and spraying their juices and stimulating each other. No, not that kind of shit. I'm not on the Arizona section of whatever the fuck, or Arkansas, or any other state where it's lonely or southern. No. Apparently, I remember as a kid playing video games with my sister, with my friends, and it was a fun thing to do, get involved with. Tecmo Bowl was a big game. Loved it. Loved it. Two-player games, you defeat somebody, and you are you're proud of yourself. You're proud of your ability. You defeated them, you're better. You can take that with you for the rest of your life. I still call people up that I beat in Tecmo Bowl, and I remind them that, hey, remember how you couldn't tackle Tecmo Bo Jackson? Remember how you couldn't do that? That was awesome. And they're like, yeah, that was about 15 years ago. I'm like, yeah, I know. But it's still awesome. No matter how good you get, you will never stop Tecmo Bowl Bo Jackson. It's really tough to say. Tecmo Bowl Bo Jackson. I guess it's the two B sounds. Well, apparently a fight over a video game ended with a 16-year-old Delaware County boy. What was his name? Antoine. Antoine Ricks. Dead! His little brother, aged 13 years, named Jameer Ricks, called 911 sobbing, saying, I just stabbed my brother. Wow. Why? Why? Antoine Ricks would not give the controller to his 13-year-old brother after soundly defeating him in what is only described as a sports game. Antoine Ricks and Jameer Ricks. They never do explain what game it is. It's fucking Madden. Come on. Of course it's Madden. They're not playing FIFA. Muskid's checking in though. He goes, yeah, it's Madden, but it's Madden 98. They just bought it at Walmart. The Walmart staff snuck it into the DVD bin. It was under 18 copies of Cop and a Half and Splash 2. Yeah, so apparently when Antoine Ricks said GG, no re, offering no rematch, Jameer, young 13-year-old Jameer, plunged a 6-inch steak knife into his older brother's chest. 6-inch steak knife. So he had to leave whatever room the video games were in, go to the kitchen to that wooden block and pull out a black-handled knife and shove it into his brother's chest. Like, the threat wasn't enough. I was friends with a couple crazy kids who would knife fight and do shit like that as kids. They would never drive a knife into each other's chests over a fucking controller. Give me the controller. This is why you buy two controllers, or in their case, steal two controllers. Now, I don't want to imply things because they have some kind of different name, which is indicative of somebody that's not white. I just want to indicate that, yes, you should still love one another.
Love one another all the while, yeah.
Even the murderous Spicks or Blacks, whatever they may be. I'm not really sure. Not really sure what they are. But they never get into the detail. Every other goddamn detail is explained except the most important ones. Which game? It's got to be, I'm convinced it's Madden, but moreover, which system? Muskage is suggesting that it's Madden 98, so that's got to be maybe a PS1 or something like that. But what if it was a Wii? Maybe they couldn't get the next controller. They only have that one controller. Or maybe they had two and the batteries were dead in one. And Antoine wasn't giving up the good one because he wanted to play. And the sullen and just crazed Jameer Ricks wanted to play fucking Wii Fitness. He wanted to bowl in the worst way. Like, dude, today is the perfect game day, bro. 300 pins. Fucking, I'm playing Madden, Holmes. Dead. Stabbed in the chest. Stabbed. Would you ever kill anybody over a fucking video game? I don't understand. I mean, we all have these thoughts. We all have these thoughts in our heads. We do. Every single fucking one of us will think of, oh, this. I could just kill, so, you know, whatever name. But we don't. We just don't do this. Especially over a game of fucking Madden. Just Hail Mary every single fucking time. Maybe you get a touchdown, maybe you fucking don't. Whatever. If you're not good at it, you're not good at it. What do you think he said? Because you're not, like, I would guess that when you're fucking in such a rage that you're ready to stab somebody and kill your own brother, it's not going to be over the minute that the knife is in his chest. You're going to say something. You're going to just fucking yell or something. What was the last thing that he yelled out in anger before sobbing into a phone? And basically confessing. Dan Wright suggests it's game over, bitch. Muskage is saying, "Mom said let me play." He's not funny anyway, so I don't know. I don't know. What would you say? I think if it's not just a fucking scream, if you're not just screaming like a wild animal, plunging a stolen Outback steakhouse knife into your now dead brother over and over again. By the way, that's another detail they don't get into. The number of times the stabbings occurred. They don't usually, or they usually do tell it, but they didn't in this case. Jazer's a little nervous about his appearance on the show. I think he did pretty good. But, you know, if he does it again, he fucks up. I'm going to totally stab him! Fuck! Yo, I just lifted two knives from a Longhorn, B. Give me that controller, bro. Totally stab you and shit. Drew Boogie checking in. I'll tell Mom what you did to the dog. That's more of the threat, though. That's not what you say as you're standing over the person. What do you say as you're standing over the person? That's what I want to know. If you've ever had an incident where a fight broke out over playing a video game, please call the show. It's 316-768-4472. Because I'm pretty sure that if you're here right now, you haven't stabbed somebody to death over a fucking game of Kid Icarus or whatever the fuck balloon fight on the Nintendo Entertainment System. I do want to get into some two-player Guitar Hero action. I'm getting back into it. Sorry, I am getting back into it. My buddy Shawnee Murphy just got the Guitar Hero for Xbox 360, and I'm about to meet up with him and totally school him, bro. Bro, totally school him. I suck at the game, and I'm horrific. Horrific. But, yeah, there was one game that that always caused fights. Especially from people that didn't really understand English too well. Like that, the two kids I mentioned that would knife fight and sharpen tuna can lids into Chinese stars. Yes, they would also get very, very angry playing Mortal Kombat. They would. They would be very upset. So we would play. I had a Super Nintendo. And we would always play random select because we all had our favorite guys. It's unfair. You pick your favorite guy and you just go to town on somebody that's maybe not as good. And I think my favorite guy at the time was Liu Kang. And my buddy Scott really liked Johnny Cage. He was really good with him. Whatever. So Lawrence comes over, one of the crazy Korean kids who had a record since he was 7. For knocking down an above-ground pool, somehow, at age fucking 7. I don't know how he did it, but the neighbors were less than pleased. He doesn't understand the concept of random select. So he arrows over, and he starts going to his favorite guy, Sub-Zero. We're like, no, you have to do random select. Here, I'll go first. Scott takes the controller, goes to the top left, up, select, whatever the fuck it was.
Johnny Cage.
So he got his best guy randomly. Complete luck, whatever. So he gets the controller back, starts going over to Sub-Zero again. We're like, whatever, dude. Here, listen. Grab it from him. Upstart.
Reptile.
His face went blank. Completely blank. Jaw dropped to the floor. You picking me a shitty guy? Fuck you! Threw the controller, walked out the house, left, and never came back over again. Never. Ever, ever, ever again. Never. Random select will do that. Random select will do that. And I guess a couple weeks ago, maybe? 2 weeks ago? I was doing something that I used to do on the show a whole lot, which is just make up random-ass songs. And haven't done that in a while. And it was fun. And I asked the crowd, the people in the room, which amounted to Barb, Drew Boogie, Jimmy Spickle, Dan Wright, and a few others. And Drew popped up the topic Mortal Kombat. And he asked me to make up a song about Mortal Kombat, which I was more than happy to do. And I'm looking for it. So I'm stalling and I can't fucking find it. But I'll find it. Believe me. Dan Wright recorded it, sent it over, and here it is right here. He labeled it Mortal Kombat Button Mashing Ass Cunt Ass Ho. I don't know why he said that. I don't know why he said that. It's so mean. Here it is. How about a topic? Someone give me a topic, and I'll make up a song right now, as I have before, hopefully as good or better. Mortal Kombat, wow. How could I forget you playing MK2? You fucking cheated, cunt, and then I had to fucking punch you in real life. No, not in the game, bitch. Go ahead, pick Johnny Cage. Yeah, you can do the split punch, but deal with my rage after the Super Nintendo gets turned right the fuck off. I'll punch you in your fucking throat and make you cough, you cheating cunt. You cheating cunt.
Reptile.
Fuck, I don't know his moves. You random selected your best one. Now I got to prove that I'm a man.
and beat you right like I should, but I can't spit no fucking acid, cause bitch, I'm not that good with Reptile.
I really wasn't.
With Reptile.
Nobody was. Nobody was.
Tell me, how did you get Sub-Zero, cunt? You freeze me, then you uppercut, and that's all you do, you fucking bitch.
So true.
After the games of tonight, you're dead in a ditch. You cheating fucking cunt, I'll just turn off the switch. And then I'll say, oops, we must have lost the power. And then we'll fucking play after I practice for 1 hour, cunt.
Gotta practice.
Yeah, throw the fucking spear again, bitch. See what happens. Oh, you figured out how to back punch now, did you?
Back, back, B.
Yeah, okay, it's really fucking
back,
clever.
Back, back, B.
I bet you learned a combo. Check this out. Fuck. Button mashing ass cunt ass ho. This is not how the fuck Mortal Kombat should go. You use Liu Kang and just hold A for 5 seconds, and then you fucking expect me to fucking recognize that as skill. But now I'm fit to fucking kill. You fucking cheating bitch with the cheap moves, I will thrill you after I get done with this game and I get back. I'm bound to take your spine out your back and fucking crack it across my knees. And that's real talk, please.
Real talk. Let me get one.
Oh, you think you're hot shit when you pick Kano or Baraka, but bitch, your breath fucking stinks. Go choke on that banaka, you cunt. Remember when we broke up that time? I was shook up as hell.
Yeah, sure.
You chose Kano, and then you ripped my heart out as well. And now what's the shit I'm seeing? Now you only fight as Jax. Are you trying to tell me something, cunt? Have you been fucking around with the blacks? God damn it, you bitch.
Bedazzled. Bedazzled. Ridiculous.
Don't get mad when I say Sonya looks kind of hot, cause that was a Playboy model. So, bitch, I guess what? I'll be jacking full throttle when you don't give me shit tonight. Oh, why did I have to be white? Cause you don't like me, you're into the blacks. You learned all the cheap moves and now you fight as Jax. Reiterate lines, I said that kinda got laughs. And that's how I finish this fucking song about Mortal Kombat.
Hey.
And that's that. Oh man, that was my Mortal Kombat song. Yeah, there's no way I was attempting that.
Like every night.
What the fuck was that? Oh, I guess that was a little bit of an extra clip. Whatever. Way to edit, Dan. Way to edit. How can I trust my producers? Whoa! What's this? What is this?
Phone is ringing. Oh my god.
OMFNG, the DJ New Style Show hotline, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who is this?
Alex Blood.
No. Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Wait a minute. Hold on. You've got to be kidding me. Please re-identify yourself.
Alright, so, the Russian word.
Please re-identify yourself. Alex Webbs?
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, hello. What do you have for us today?
Yeah, the Russian word for satellite is Sputnik.
Wait, are you doing some like random Russian stuff?
Yeah, Russian, yeah.
Are you trying to better educate me?
Yeah, you wanted to learn about Russian stuff.
I did, because I don't know enough. I don't know enough about your native land. Hey, Webbs, please, lay it on me, bro.
Yeah, so another
speak up
thing.
Too. Speak up loud and be proud about this. This is your home country you're talking about.
The Russian Revolution.
The Bolshevik Revolution?
You know anything about the Russian Revolution?
No, please tell me.
It began as a protest march on the Women's Day in March.
Okay. What can you tell me something just completely random about Russia?
Random?
Yes.
Elephants weigh less.
Wait, what happened? Elephants weigh less in Russia?
Yeah.
Why do elephants weigh less in Russia? Do they have to wait on lines for food, too?
Because it's colder, yeah.
Oh, because it's colder. Okay. So, A-Webs, are you just trying... You're trying to make me learn more so I can be more sympathetic about your country and not just constantly make fun of the land that you love.
Yeah, so I gotta go because it's...
What?
I gotta go.
Why?
Because you want to see quotes for the day.
A-Webs. Let me ask you something. Is there more coming up after this? Is somebody else going to call and teach me about Russia? I don't think so. I need to know more about Russia.
What else do you want to know?
Can you teach me random Russian words? If I tell you a word, will you be able to teach me the Russian equivalent?
Yeah, say something.
Okay, I want to know how to say... pig.
Pig?
Yes. No. Speak up.
Barashanak.
Barashanak?
Barashanak.
Okay, that's awesome. I got that one. Now, how do you say capitalist?
Capitalist?
Yes.
No idea.
You don't know? Okay, you know what? Instead, just tell me how to say pig again.
Barashanak.
Okay, and now how do you say mouse?
Mishka.
How do you say bad idea?
Bad idea? Плохое.
Yeah. I need to learn that in a few other languages. A-Web, seriously. How many years were you in Russia?
Two.
2 years. In the Ukraine, you said?
Yeah.
That was the USSR, right?
Yeah, it was part of the USSR.
What's that?
It was part of the USSR.
Were you sad when the USSR was dissolved?
Not really.
Why not?
I don't know, because I didn't know anything at 3 years old. I mean, so, yeah.
Yeah. So, A-Webs, what's the number one food in Russia? What do most people eat?
That I like?
Yeah.
I like this salad called Olivia.
Called what?
Olivia.
What is it? Is it just a plate of olives?
No, it's a mix of like all kinds of shit. I don't know how to explain it. Just look it up.
Oh, I'll look it up. Thanks for doing the research. A-Webs, did you, I mean, you had a few bullet points, right? Did you read them all already?
No, you said only two.
No, I said as many as it takes. I want you to read read everything that you wrote down.
No, that's for next week.
Oh, next? There's going to be next week. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So next week. What's your favorite musical act from Russia?
Musical act?
What?
Or musical as in, like, music.
Music. Or musical acts.
I like your band called Руки Вверх.
Say his name again.
Руки Вверх.
Okay, this is my favorite Russian musician right here.
Okay, she's my cousin. Now I'ma knock those boots again tonight. Oh, look who it is, the fucking human vacuum.
Scumbag, what are you doing?
Not to say I saw Bob and his cousin.
He's your cousin?
Yeah, and he's from Russia, too.
No way. What part of Russia?
I don't fucking know. Don't I look like his fucking biographer? Oh, what part of Who's Russia next? You from?
Moscow.
He only speaks Russian?
Nah, he speaks some English, but he cannot speak it good like we do.
Is he staying here?
Nah, he's moving to the big city this week. He wants to be a metal singer.
No way.
Who's next?
Olaf Metal. That's his fucking
metal
face.
That's his fucking metal face.
Olaf, girl, nice.
A-Web, show me your metal face.
That's fucked up, man.
What did he say?
I don't know, man, but this guy's a character.
Show me your metal face, A-Web.
Yeah, he's got his own band in Moscow. It's called Fuck Your Yankee Blue Jeans or something like that.
That doesn't sound metal.
You gotta hear him sing Olaf Berserker. Come on, man, Berserker.
Can you sing along with this, A-Webs?
In English. Come on, Berserker. Girls think sexy.
You know the hits from Fuck You Yankee Blue Jeans?
I'll watch what he's gonna sing. I'll watch his two feet.
My love for you is like a truck berserker. Would you like some making fuck berserker?
That's fucking funny, man.
Did he say making fuck?
My love for
Who's
you
next?
Is kick. Cock would you like to suck my cock
back? Who's next?
All right, A-Webs, I want you to call back next week, and I want you to have like actual information and not just like a written history of Russia. I want
I'll look it up.
Bullet points. Bullet points.
All right, bullet points.
Write some bullet points. Now, why do you have to go so quickly?
Because I want to continue the show.
Oh, you want me to just continue the show?
Yeah, you got like 20 minutes left.
Oh, thank you for the time check.
Yeah.
A-Webs, are you willing to play a quick game?
No.
Okay. It's question time.
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
It's question time, A-Webs. That's right, it's question time. A-Webs, listen to me. I'm going to ask you several questions, and I want you to be as truthful as possible. Believe me, I will not try to embarrass you too much. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. A-Webs, when you eat cereal, do you use way too much milk? Please answer the question.
No, I use just enough.
You never have a bowl full of milk at the end of eating cereal?
No.
So you must be perfect in every way, then.
Yeah. I fill it up like halfway.
Okay, please don't expand. What is your favorite type of cereal?
I like Cocoa Pebbles.
I'm sorry, this is really hilarious to me right now. Cocoa Pebbles?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
I'm almost 21.
Okay, I love fucking Cocoa Pebbles, too. I do. A-Webs, bullet points next time, okay?
All right.
Is the KGB coming to get you? Because that's what I wanted you to say. All right, we'll see you next week.
All right, KGB's on my way. Later.
Uh-huh, yeah, thank you. Jesus. A-Webs, wow! Wow, A-Webs. He's funny in his own way, folks. Funny in his own way. We need to regroup. Like, real fast. So, why don't we just go ahead and take our time on the DJ New Style Show. Oh, shit. I fucked up. That's right. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. We'll be back in, like, a couple minutes.
The DJ New Style Show will be right back. The DJ New Style Show.
Shoot tombstone full of this wine, balls and chain. I'm drinking TNT, I'm smoking down a mine. I hope some screwball starts a fire. Oh, I'm ready. afraid as anybody can be. I am ready for you. I hope you're ready for me. All your pretty little chicks with your curly hair, I know you feel like I ain't nowhere. But stop what you're doing, baby, come over here. I prove to you, baby, that I ain't no swell. Because I'm ready, ready as anybody can be. I am ready for you, I hope you're ready for me. So good, I want you to know. One more drink, I wish you would. It takes a whole lot of loving to make me feel good. But I'm ready, ready as anybody. I am ready for you. I hope you're ready
Bitches. All right, welcome back. Wow, what a long break. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, exclusive Tuesday night programming. Normally, but tonight it's Wednesday. We missed Tuesday's show. Someone had to go and die. That's right, I had to go to a funeral. Had to go to the old wake. Look at the box filled with a former loved one, I guess you could say. It's always a creepy thing for me. The wake, the funeral. Anything involved with death is just really, really creepy. I mean, and that's an obvious statement to make. That's a really, really obvious statement to make. Of course, you know, dead stuff isn't necessarily cuddly and warm and a good feeling to look back on unless you really hated the person and they're never going to bother you again. But I haven't come across that situation in my life. Maybe someday. But no, I had the unfortunate need to go to a funeral. Unfortunate because the guy's dead. He was really a good guy. He was his second cousin, but he was like 80 years old. Someone down the line. And it's just always sad. It's depressing. Brings you down. You walk around. You see people just like shit-talking other relatives that they haven't seen in years. You see that one guy that you never see except when people die. And he's always the one to go up to you. Shake your hand, ask you what you're doing, and say this classic line. Gosh! Why is it we always have to get together like this? Or, what a horrible way to bring together the families, huh? Yeah, you know what? How about you try doing something before somebody dies? Maybe, you know what? Set something up for next week. But that line never comes out because I don't ever want to see them again. That's right. Just creeped out by the dead people, the flower smell. Like I can't walk by a florist and not think of dead people. It just bugs me. Like that, there's that one particular smell. That one particular smell is just awful. And we'll see. Hold on. I think I have to let somebody down easy to right now. I think I have to let somebody down easy who is just not good enough to turn the radio down. Fine, you're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
This is Jazer.
Jazer?
Yeah.
You gotta turn your radio down, Bada. Not even your radio, your computer speaker. What's up? Jazer? You gotta hurry up, man. What's up?
Did my phone call get red dotted?
Phone calls generally don't get red dotted. Oh, my bad. That was me. Phone calls generally just get hung up on.
Yeah. I'm sick of the fucking red dots. Have you ever fucked a nigger?
Excuse me, Jazer. I want to just point out to you that we're not into that kind of racist shit. We don't appreciate that. And since I've played it a couple times, I'm just gonna play the quick one. And cut it. No, I would never do that. So why do you ask?
Because I did.
Wow.
Her name was Tessa. I swear to God, her name was Tessa. She was into white boys.
So what happened with Tessa?
Where do you hear this one? I borrowed my sister's car, and I fucked her in my sister's back seat.
Awesome. Did you clean the black off it before you gave it back?
No, because it had black seats.
Oh, so her skin color couldn't possibly or noticeably stain the seats.
No, and it was in a park. So, but it was Tessa. And she had nappy hair.
Really, that's really uncharacteristic.
And it wasn't very good.
What? Why wasn't it good, Jason?
Because her hair smelled like all those hair products they put in there. It's just not good.
So what's her Paltog name that you greened up?
I can green her. This is back in 1983, dude.
Oh. So what was the 83 equivalent of greening up somebody? Basically, greening up is buying somebody a complete access to Paltalk. Making their name green.
I'm not sure, dude.
So you don't know? Was it like maybe buying Bon Jovi tickets or something?
Something like that. But this wasn't even a pretty black girl. I'm talking about a mess of a black girl.
Did you go down on her?
Yes, I did.
What did it look like?
A black curly mess.
I'm Jazer, and I approve this message.
Jazer update. Jazer update. Jazer update.
A-Webs, that's how it's done. So what are we talking about, funerals? Yeah, they suck. Holy shit. A black curly mess. Jazer is the best. Jazer is the fucking best. He sounds a little ripped tonight. He really does. A little strange, a little off. Kind of reminds me of someone I met at the funeral last night. A dapper little chap. 5'6" in stature, maybe. And white shoes and, like, a white suit. Extremely Italian-looking dude, right? Like, you'd expect him to have, like, broken English. Like, dark eyes. And he would just approach everybody. And I saw him shaking hands with everybody. He seemed like he'd be a really polite guy. And he was just one of these, like, mysterious people. And I got near him because he started talking to my sister, introduced himself. His name was Tony Lombardi. Now, I don't care if his name's out there. Whatever. That's his name. He's famous, apparently, because he's an actor. Or at least he thinks he is. He addresses my sister. Hello, my name is Tony Lombardi. I'm a relative of the family. Perfect British accent. Italian, like, fucking extremely Italian. Like, you smell the pasta sauce coming off this fucking dude. And just British and shit. So, later on, we go and eat. I'm half Italian, and I loathe it. So, we have to go and eat after wakes so that we don't bring the ghosts home. Retarded. But we always do that. So, my sister says, did you see the British guy? I said, no, I didn't see any British guy. I saw the guy that thinks he's British. Because I had a conversation with somebody there. And he told me, yeah. You see the British guy yet? Yeah. He's an Italian guy born and raised in Maplewood, New Jersey. Maplewood, New Jersey. He's never been to England. He sings opera. And he thinks he's fucking a British actor. They didn't even tell him that the guy died. Because they didn't want him to come. He took a fucking cab. Paid $95 because he can't drive. Takes a cab to show up at the funeral and shake everybody's hand. And I'm like, wow, this guy is either really, really nice or he has no fucking clue what's going on a daily basis. And I'm going to go, since, you know, he sounded like Paddington Bear, I'm going to say that he's fucking out of his mind. So that's what I'm going to fucking say. It was insane. My sister was convinced he was really British, too. It's apparently really, really easy to fucking convince abroad that you're British. I'm going to try that. I'm really going to try that. And I know that people are marveling over my Paddington Bear reference. Just live with it. It happens all the time. If this is what I fucking live for. Okay? Thanks. No, yeah. I don't think he has a phone, and I don't think anybody gave him a ride home, so he's probably still sleeping there, even though, like the corpse probably got out sooner than he did. That's what I'm going to say. He's still in the room where the flowers were. He was, he looked like a nice enough dude. I just didn't want to talk to him. He, like, wanted to talk to me. So, I'd like to meet your mother and your brother and your grandmother. I'd like to meet your whole family. And it was just fucking terrible. Jimmy Spickle's asking, where is Blade? I guess I need to create a production piece for that, because he does it every fucking show. I need to create an intro, play it, and then say, coming in from Jimmy Spickle, where's Blade? Oh! Every single show. Every single time. Yeah, I'm going over a little bit, whatever. Nobody's after me, I don't think. If they are, sorry. If somebody's waiting to get on, you can clip me off. Sorry, I got some shit to say. For a little while, and then when I run out, I'm going to abruptly play the Rammstein and fucking leave. And go masturbate while crying. That's what I do. In case you've listened to a show before this, you may notice a pattern. But yeah, there's like a thing going on. with the funerals. Some new trends. New, because, I mean, I've been to a lot of funerals, but only recently. The last 8 years or so, have people been doing the photo collages. Like, you'll see just pictures, like, they turn the fucking funeral home into their living room. They put, like, their own belongings and shit. Like, there was a bottle of wine, like, a really old bottle of wine on a table that belonged to him. Someone just brought in. And they had the collage of pictures, and I always look at the pictures. I always do. Try to figure out who's who. Like, see a different side of this person that I really don't know. Because more often than not, I really just don't know the person. I was not in any pictures this time, but I was in some of the other ones. Some of the other funerals I've been to. And this one, it is truly a distant relative. And there was no interaction outside of funerals or weddings. So I just look at these things. I'm like, oh, wow, there's a picture by the Grand Canyon. Or there's a fucking picture in Louisiana or some shit. And I'm like, wow. Every funeral I go to, I realize I don't fucking do anything. I haven't done enough. Like, if I died today, my picture collage is going to be no different than a fucking MySpace profile. It'll be me, like, pictures I took of myself, just fucking really looking. Oh, let's delete this one. I don't like that one. I look chubby in the face. Let's do a different one. Just fucking awful pictures. There might be a cock picture out there. Yeah, that's right. EJ McGrath. No, there are no cock pictures of me. Yet. But when I'm dead, it'll be up there in the collage. So look for that, folks. That's a teaser. Hopefully, it's going to be a big build-up. But it just makes me feel like I haven't done enough in my life. And granted, the guy's 80 years old and had like 4 heart surgeries and fucking lived 35 years after having a fucking quadruple bypass. Drank every day, smoke every fucking day. But just insane to me. I always feel like I'm just not doing enough after that. And then it makes me think, like I put myself in the shoes of the people that it really matters. Like, he really mattered to. Like, his kids or his wife. And I'm like, wow, what happens for them now? Like, what do they do now? They put him in the ground, and then they go home. And then what? You know? I just think about shit like that. I just do. And then I go home, and I watch pornography, and I jack off. And I kind of feel like a ghost is watching me. And that's a little bit of a turn-on. I don't know why. Because it's crazy. It's bound to happen. There's got to be a long line, a bit of a lag time before they end up wherever they end up. So why not stop and check out a few of the locals? I wonder what my funeral is going to be like. Not that I care, but that I just wonder who's going to be shit-talked. Like, I kind of just think it would be great to be a part of a really, like, feisty, tension-filled funeral, the subject of that funeral, where everybody hates each other, nobody's seen each other in like 30 years, and everybody's ignoring the corpse. Because like once everybody does that parade around their loved one that they've, you know, adorned with flowers and shit, once they've done that parade, they kneel on the kneeler, or they look at the body, which creeps me out. The lips are creepy. Next funeral you go to, look at the lips. Those are not good. They're not good. Just look. You will look the next time. It's really fucking scary. And don't touch him. I did that once on the arm. Just to see. Really awful. Kind of creepy. They basically just turn their back to the corpse. And then it's for about 10 minutes, it's conversations like, oh, they did such a good job on him or her. Oh, he looks just like he does. Or, God, they did a bad job on him. Look at him, they shaved his fucking, like, if somebody wears glasses, like, you only see somebody with glasses, the body should have glasses. They should put the fucking glasses on the dead guy. If somebody has a mustache, they should leave the mustache on the guy. You can't fucking take away something that makes somebody what they are. You can't do that. And this one was a doozy. They shaved the facial hair. They just put like some putty over the fucking eyes to give him some shape. I guess he was kind of withered away. And at what point do you realize, hey, I'm going to close the casket? Like, this guy is, they're really not going to, oh man. Yeah. He can't see without his glasses. There's Thomas J's glasses. Oh, how sad. How gripping and sad is that? Get stung the fuck up by bees trying to just get a fucking ring back. Yeah. That's a sad movie. I'm not even gonna fucking lie. You try and sit through that one. It's a tearjerker. I'm gonna sit with A-Webs and talk about bullet points while watching My Girl and get to the end. Just fucking berate him the entire movie while they're yelling bingo. And fucking jumping off the tree, or they do their first kiss. Just fucking bullet points! You fucking get on the he can't see without his he can't see without his glasses! For fuck's sake! You told me the small ones were just for short people! Oh, man. Yeah. Yep. Dan Wright checking in. He won't be able to see heaven without his glasses. Ain't that a bitch? Can't take him with you. Can't take him with you. But apparently, in human form, your eyes do go with you. Whenever you're represented as a human in heaven, you are represented as yourself as you were when you died. Like, which makes me wonder, how do you look? Like, whatever you believe, okay? Whatever you believe, in heaven, how do you look? Let's say there is a heaven. Let's say you have an appearance. Do you look like the withered, just fucking destroyed from cancer person? Or is there a set age? Which is just what I'm getting to. Is there a set age? Is everybody, as Barb is checking in, everyone's 17? I've heard everyone's 30. What about the people that didn't make it to 30 or 17? What about those people? You're never going to recognize the person. It's me, Ted! I don't know. Ted was a fucking... Ted was Sid's baby. I don't know. He's got, like, red hair and a huge nose. Who the fuck is Ted? Now, everybody's 30. Oh, that's right. Babies don't go to heaven. I forgot. Sorry, that's coming in from Jesus at gmail.com. Babies aren't let into heaven. I forgot about that. I mean, that's a known fact. Yeah, it's crazy though. Like, cause if you outlived your spouse, and like if they died hot and you just fucking lingered on, they're really in for a fucking treat, aren't they? But till death do you part, so I guess they're gonna really invoke that clause. Well, you know, it was kind of like a once in a lifetime thing. Lifetime. This isn't like eternity. You old fuck. It's the reason I died when I was young. Yeah. God, it's depressing. Death is depressing. Part of life. Hey, it's God's plan. We can't possibly understand it. It's God's plan. It is what it is. These are all things people tell you. Hey, give my best to so-and-so. Well, how do I know what your fucking best is that I'm going to relay it to somebody? Some asshole told me that, go fuck yourself. That's what I think of you. That's what I think your best is. Go fuck yourself. So I'm going to tell somebody that on your behalf. I'm looking at you, and you have, you look like you're ready to do shitty stand-up, and you're at a funeral. So I'm gonna trust that your best is an insult and an almost verbal assault. Yeah. Wow. A lot of people aren't going to heaven. Nobody thinks they're gonna go to heaven. The people that think they're gonna go to heaven are problems on earth. They believe they're so fucking great that they're gonna go to heaven. I can't believe I'm discussing this. Discussing this. Yes. I still wear my virginity ring. Just want to let you know. Just in case, if I die, people are like, oh, he was dedicated to a life of purity. There's no way to tell, ladies. No way to tell. I'm pure. God damn it. God damn. I tell you, it's insane. It really is. I got to work on my British accent, though. That's either he's incredibly just bored and is like, you know what, fuck this, I'm gonna be British today. That's what I'm gonna do. Pick a different accent and be that, no matter how whatever else you look. I'll just start talking like this. Yeah, man, the motherfucker lived a long ass motherfucking life, yeah, you know I mean, do I know you? And I never know what to say to somebody that lost somebody. I never do. I feel very, very sorry for them. But you have your set script that you go with, don't you? You do. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear about your loss. I'm sorry for your condolences. And if you've ever lost somebody close and you had to stand on that parade where everybody comes up and shakes your hand or whatever, you hear like six lines. Ah, they're in a better place now. I said I'm sorry for your condolences. Shit. Yeah, that's what they say to me after I tell them that I'm sorry and offer them my condolences. You know what? Whatever, that's what I'm going to start saying. I'm sorry for your condolences. God needed them. God just decided heaven wasn't funny enough. God needed to hear jokes. Or God needed to hear guitar playing. The big band in heaven needed a guitar player. That's after every rock star dies. needed a banjo player, needed a race car driver. Fucking Muskage. Checking it. God needed a race car driver. That, and he says that's what they said about Dale Earnhardt. What the fuck does God need a race car driver for? What? Does he need to be baffled why people watch them? He needs a case study? It's the only reason why you need a race car driver around is to try and figure out what the fuck people are watching them do what they do for. Why? What is this about? Who gives a shit? God, yes. Muskett's checking in here. He says, do you think God waits for the crashes too? Absolutely. Except God has the power of being able to make them happen. That is the beauty of God. He doesn't have to wait. He just said, Tide is going to hit Home Depot. Then there's going to be a big fire, and a kid in the front row is going to die. Can't wait to see this. Oh, wait, it already happened because I just said it. Yes. That's right. It's absolutely right. NASCAR? People try to sell me on NASCAR at least once a year. People try to, it's the number one spectator sport in the country. Number one. That's because the country is filled with fucking people that are entertained by moving metal. That's what it is. I could see if there was an accident guaranteed on every lap, I would watch. When Dale Earnhardt died, that is terrible that somebody's dead. But come on, that's what the fuck we're all waiting for. That's why people watch dramatic movies. The fucking head character dies. Whatever. He was the big name. He fucking died. This is exciting shit. Now what? Now we gotta see all the commemorative plates be released? All the fucking rednecks with the number 3 sticker on their fucking truck as they pull into Home Depot to work an overnight inventory shift? Don't you talk about Dale Earnhardt, boy! Don't you dare! I got washers to count! See, Barb's checking in and says, Dugout Doug loves NASCAR. Well, whatever. I don't get it. I bet you a lot of people love NASCAR. I don't fucking understand it. To me, it's really stupid. To me, it's dumb. I can't fucking stand it. Some of my best friends love it. I think they're fucking idiots. Yeah, Doug lives in Virginia. That's right. Drew Boogie checking in. He lives in Virginia, too. It's the South. Anybody in the South has to love that shit. The minute if you're... But it doesn't matter if you're from the North or you're from the Midwest or whatever. The minute you go down South, there's nothing else to fucking do. There is nothing else to do. All of a sudden, you're at Big and Rich shows or and at Kenny Chesney concerts and shit, rocking out with a cowboy hat on and just holding on not to get too drunk because you got a big fucking NASCAR race to go to the next day. This Travis Tritt show's off the motherfucking hook. Ugh, Rascal Flatts. Yeah, DJ BFC is touring with Rascal Flatts. So he sees a lot of the people I'm talking about. I don't know. I mean, I guess it's the expected thing to come out against NASCAR. It's a really easy target. It's fucking boring as fuck, though. What are you looking for? I mean, I've had, even soccer, man. I've had soccer explained to me. And I can see it as something that requires skill and is a really popular sport and blah, 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 and fucking blah. But it's still fucking boring. It really is. I can watch one fucking game of soccer a year. And then that's enough for me. But NASCAR, I don't see any fucking point. The crashes are great. They're entertaining. They're fun. When shit goes wrong, it's great. I'm not gonna be glued to a TV because some guy's pit crew can fucking put on a tire a bit faster than some other guy's fucking pit crew. And exactly. Barb is checking in with 500 laps? How do you decide that they need to do 500 fucking laps? These races go on for 10 hours. fucking for weeks. The race starts on Sunday. The next Sunday, the fucking final lap flag is waved. I say do 5 laps. All of you. Rev up. 5 laps. Save some gas, pussies. 5 laps. That'll make the last lap really fucking interesting. And the first lap. That's what I say. Drew says, Drew Boogie checking in. He says, if you can't get ahead in 10 laps, you already stink. That's what it is. Oh, but them tires is going to burn out. It's a testament to endurance. Is it? Really? I mean, how? How is it? What is so fucking pivotal about this shit? It's awful, man. It's awful. I fucking hate it. And that's what I'm telling you right now. NASCAR. NASCAR. And the fucking Dayglow colors and the fucking sponsors and all that shit. Huge money in it. Huge fucking money people pay out to have their fucking company logo on a fucking car. I don't get it. I just don't fucking get it. And then there was a big stink. I guess Toyota wanted to get involved because there's only like a certain number of makes of the stock cars. I don't know. Toyota's going, damn fucking Japanese cars. Come on. Who gives a shit? Just fucking terrible. Just fucking terrible. The National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing. Founded in 1948. Wow. Amazing. Amazing. I can't get into it, man. I can't get into it. I don't like it. I like UFC. I like fucking MMA. I like shit where two people are going to go into a cage or a ring, and they're going to try and kill the other guy. And there's like a 1% chance that you might get to see somebody die. But you're definitely going to see somebody get their fucking ass kicked. That is the fucking best. That is the best sport to watch. That is what I love to watch. I used to like baseball. Used to watch every Mets game. Pussies! But I don't. I'll go to like one a year, maybe catch one on TV, and I'll watch the fucking playoffs. That's all I'll do. Can't do baseball anymore, man. All of the sports are too fucking tame. If they up the accident level in NASCAR, I might be into it. MMA is what I like. I don't even like boxing anymore. And I can't stand when broads think that they can fucking fight. Okay, I get it. You want to be just like the guys. Put on a fucking headgear and gloves and shit. It's just not fucking entertaining. You guys suck. You should not fight. Oh, man. I think I better wrap this shit up. That's right. I'm going to wrap it up. I'm not even going to pretend like I got other shit to go to. I might. I might not. I kind of blew off question time. Burning it out, I think. We're going to try and use that sparingly. I really hope that the Jazer updates are more frequent, though, because I'm starting to dig on those a bit. Starting to dig on it. And AWeb's bullet points! Alright, I want to send special thank yous out to Cody. Cody's interpreter, Cody's interpreter's boss, Drew Boogie, for coming up with a great intro for Cody. Dan Wright, the fake germ freak, the real germ freak, and AWebs. And thank you everybody out there for listening, and most especially thanks to my new girl Pony. What's poppin'? You 67-year-old bitch. You little minx, you. Let's go.
motherfucker, nigga. You gotta get it. Come on, tell me. Appreciate that, homeboy. Y'all fucking scared of me and shit. I'm calling my motherfucking made man. I can come on this fucking camp and show my motherfucking black ass, cause that's what I motherfucking do. I can show fucking weed, cause that's what I can motherfucking do. Nigga, I can show the fucking pistols and shit, cause that's what I goddamn do. Like I told y'all, fuck nigga, fuck the fucking police shit. What an AFB over, fuck. Nigga, I cannot be motherfucking touched. How many times must I say that shit? God damn.
Rammstein. Ihr seht die Kreuze auf dem Kissen. Ihr meint, euch darf die Unschuld küssen. Ihr glaubt, zu töten wäre schwer.
Who's next?